This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
She 33 female cheated. I 32 male left. But she's not letting go. Pretty much what the title says. But obviously, I should provide background to the situation. Okay. I've been with my ex-girlfriend, Vanessa, for the past 5 years. We met by at a convention for one of our hobbies. Started just talking about the hobby itself, with no other goal in mind. We started dating when she confessed that she liked me as more than a friend. And it was mutual. I just kept quiet because I didn't really want to ruin the friendship and I wasn't really expecting her to be interested in me. Dated for about 2 years steadily before we moved in together. Our families meshed well together. Our friends mingled and we all became one big mixed social circle. That was a surprise because we both come from very different financial backgrounds. Me being raised in poor middle class kind of finances. Vanessa and her friends and family being really, really rich. Everything was great for the past 3 years. Except when she cheated. Vanessa cheated on me with some random guy. I don't even honestly know why, nor do I really care to find out. I found out a month ago because I took her phone to call up a friend since mine was inoperable at the time. First thing I saw when I unlocked her phone was a message popping up about how some guy loved that ass bouncing on him the day before. I'll spare you the emotional turmoil I briefly went through. And I'll admit I just put the phone down. Told her I was leaving without telling why, and I could see she was confused about me just going out like that. I just didn't want to do something I'd regret. Because I did have anger issues in the past. But have mostly worked past those. She probably found out I saw that message. But since my phone was still in the apartment, there was no one way to get in touch with me. I literally just walked around the city for hours until I was so tired that I felt like falling asleep on my feet. Went over to a friend's place. Stayed with them over the night and the day after I got over to our apartment and talked it out with Vanessa. I told her I wasn't going to be in a relationship with a cheater and that was that. I didn't ask for details. How it happened. Who exactly the other guy was. I just wanted to go away from it all. She wasn't looking to oblige me. Crying hysterically. Blaming herself. Hitting herself in the head because she was. And I quote. A stupid cheating naughty girl. Begging me not to go. That she would do anything to try and fix this. The whole thing just made me even more uncomfortable to be around her, and there was a scene in front of our apartment when our neighbors came out to see what the noise was about. I did manage to get away. But it was unnecessarily complicated with drama. She made her choice to duck someone else. I made mine to break up because I don't want to be with a cheater. I managed to take away most of my things from the apartment when she wasn't there and hoped that would be that. But if it was, I wouldn't be here now. I mentioned before Vanessa and her family are rich. She's now using her, and I presume her family's money and not giving me a single day of some kind of reminder of her. Either I am getting gifts sent my way at my workplace, or I am getting letters in the mail and packages. Or she just hangs out with one friend of hers. Somewhere where she knows I am. I have no idea how she knows, and this is making me feel paranoid because I keep thinking she might have someone following me trying to get me to talk with her. I have tried talking with local police on that matter, but have been told in not so many words that her family would make sure nothing would be done about it. Props to the cop for being honest about it. But they could do their job instead. I want to heal. I want to move on. But she's not letting me, and I don't have enough money to just move away somewhere else. She's already blocked or ignored on every possible media I have. But strangely enough, she's not trying to get to me through them anyway. Friends, on the other hand, are. Every friend she's got. And she has plenty. Has asked me to just meet up with her. Here. Her out or something else like that. But I am so tired of that. I am tired of this kind of crap. I just want it over with. I don't want to hear her speak. I don't want to see her. It won't do me any good. So please. Can anyone here help me? How do I move on from someone who won't let me and who has absolutely both the time and money to keep doing it indefinitely? Do I give her that one meeting she wants from me? Would that even help? I am not from USA or some other first world country. So I pretty much have no legal recourse. Too long didn't read. Ex-girlfriend cheated on me and I broke up with her. But she's not letting go and has the time and money to waste on trying to get me to talk to her about us. Even though there is no us anymore. How to move on from someone who's not letting you do so. Other info. Does original poster lives in another country? No. Someone else instead asks OP something. In the meantime, I suggest that you make it very clear to each one of her friends who contact you that she is stalking you and using her family's power to make your life heck. That it's not the context of loving girlfriend showing repentance, but one of persecution that is making you feel unsafe and powerless. And OP replies. They know about what she's doing. But from what I understand, they think what she's doing is for the best. Both myself and us as a couple. Which doesn't make sense, because we're not a couple anymore. Update. There were tons of advice in the thread and a lot of support for the crappy situation I was in. And I want to thank you all for trying your best to help me. In the end, I set up a meeting with my ex's mother, whom I'd mentioned in one of my posts when I was replying to people about this whole thing. It was roughly a week after I'd made my previous post. She knew why we were broken up and completely backed up my decision to break up with her daughter. Seeing how much it hurt me, it meant a lot to me. And I guess I never really appreciated her mom being so friendly with me while we were together. I explained to her what had been going on since the breakup. She only knew that the ex was trying to get back together with me. But she didn't know about her showing up at any place I went out. Her friends badgering M or the letters and gifts being sent my way constantly. I came close to tearing up because of how much support she showed me at the time. At one point, she even hugged me and kissed the top of my kid like I was a little kid again. I felt both embarrassed and grateful. I just wanted space and time to heal from this crap, and I think she understood as much. All in all, after we got that out in the open, she promised me she would get her daughter back into line. To leave me alone and stop harassing me. We talked a bit some more after that. But went our own ways soon after. The ex's harassment continued for a day or two and then it completely stopped. No messages. No calls. No sudden appearances where I was hanging out or anything. 3 weeks out and nothing from her so far. It's been bliss. It's like this huge weight just rolled straight off me. It's easier to breathe and I am not even looking at the door of someplace I am hanging out at to see if it's the ex or one of her friends. I didn't even notice that myself. My friends were the ones who brought it up to me. So yeah. This is 1,000 times better than what it was like before. I did talk with my ex's mom one more time over the phone and I thanked her for whatever she did with her daughter. And she was saying it was the least she could do. Near the end of the conversation, she said it would probably be for the best if we didn't speak anymore. It would let me fully move on from this. But that she was sorry it had come to this and that her and her husband wouldn't see me coming over for Christmas. We said our goodbyes and that was that. So that's it. The harassment stopped. I am feeling great and life's really looking better nowadays. One more time. Thank you all. Guys and gals for trying to help me out from the crap pile I found myself in. Too long didn't. Read. Met up with ex's mom. Told her about what was going on. She got the ex to stop and haven't heard anything from the ex since 3 weeks ago. And life is good. Second story. Am I the a-hole if I back out of my best friend's wedding? The best man is my ex-fiancé who cheated on me. Jump into the worst week of my life. I was with my ex-fiancé for 6 years. Loved him with every fiber of my being. Wedding planned for August. Refused a job offer so could move with him for his next Air Force assignment. Monday, a call girl from a website called Massage Republic texts him in the middle of the night saying she's reaching out to old clients because she's back in the game. His phone was at my house while he was flying. I text back she must have wrong number. She says she doesn't. In a moment of brains, I pretend to be him instead of the jealous girlfriend, and call girl gives me all the details. I am such a fool, this had been happening under my nose for years. I confront him. He claims to be a sex addict and promises to change. I consider it for half a second and say no. Cue uncontrollable crying. Self-doubt. A battery of STD tests. Awkward encounters with him. Fight over the ring. His mom, who I loved, calling me non-stop and begging me to reconsider, and on and on. And on top of all this, my best friend is marrying his best friend May 11th. Groom doesn't want to rock the boat at this late date. And selecting a new best man. Bride says she has way too much in her plate and is begging me to just go through with it and she'll make it up to me. I've never hated a human being as much as I hate him. I can't be in the same room with him, let alone walk arm in arm with him. I understand the whole wedding doesn't need to fall apart because I am upset. So I just want to not go and spend the day downing the leftover Percocets from my wisdom teeth operation. Ducking as many Tinder dudes who can stand to be around me after not showering and burning all his crap. Would I be the a-holy if I back out of the wedding? Edit. Wow, I checked out for a few hours to try and sleep and this exploded. I'm so sorry, I haven't been reading, I'll try and catch up. Second edit. Okay guys, I don't know what the verdict is, but whether or not you voted you're the a-hole or you're not the a-hole and said I should go anyways to support my friend, we were friends before we were born. Our moms were college roommates, your argument were the most convincing. I am going to suck it up. Participate. Have fun. Make my lock screen image the text from Panama where she said remember. You liked tonguing my a-holy. So when I get sad, I have an instant reminder of who he really is. And then when it's all over, I am going to scream myself hoarse. And beat the ever-living duck out of my pillows. If I can update a week from now, I will. I still have a lot of reading to do, so thank you all for commenting. Third edit. Guys, I've had the worst week of my life and been crying almost non-stop since 3 a.m. last Monday or Tuesday. Or whatever. I have to clear up people calling my best friend the a-holy. That just isn't the case. At all. I love her as much as I love any person on the planet and she has my back. But this wedding is now a week away. It's not a simple thing of kicked me out or asking ex-fiancé not to come. Everyone is furious with him, but only she. Me and he know. The details of call girls. My ex's parents. Grandparents and everyone else are going to be at the wedding. He's as close with the groom as I am with her. If they make big changes now, then the day becomes about what he did. Not about the wedding. It's not my place to demand the groom change his best man. A week out, no less. Plus, like I said, he knows my ex cheated. He doesn't know my ex was sleeping with prostitutes. If I bring that up, then this whole week becomes about that. My best friend and her groom being a holes isn't even an option on the table. They didn't do anything wrong and just reacting with the best information they have. My friend has offered me the chance to allow me and ex-fiancé to walk in with other people or even separately. But I am not going to do that. First of all, because I think it will look weird. And secondly, I foresee getting a sick sense of satisfaction of touching him one last time forever and have him know that that spark he feels could have been forever come August, but he ducked it up. Another post. Is it possible for a cheater to change? Posted on May 6th, 2019. So this is almost an indescribable situation, because if you would have asked me last Sunday, I would have told you I had a perfect relationship. Monday night he was flying, he's a pilot in the Air Force, and had left his phone at my house. In the middle of the night it buzzed. And it was a call girl named Panama who had quit for a while and was reaching out to old clients because she needed money. I logged into his phone, we share passwords on almost everything, and at first told her she had a wrong number, but far too much of what she said was identifiable to him. I confronted him when he got home and he didn't try to deny it at all. He confessed that he had seen two separate call girls for about a year, sometime at the same time. He claims he's a sex addict and has been in treatment for about a year. I knew he was in counseling, but I thought it was for grief of a friend of his dying overseas. He promises me that he hasn't seen either of the girls for 18 months, and that's the only time he's ever cheated in the 6 years we've been together. Last week I was livid. Like I couldn't stand to be around him lest I might do things I would regret. Last night in a moment of weakness I called him because I just wanted to hear it from him one more time as to why he did it. Why he needed call girls. I was so open to trying anything in bed. Just why? And the truth is I miss him so much. It's killing me, so a part of me just wanted to hear his voice and know that he's alive in this world. We ended up having the friendliest conversation over the course of about 4 hours since I found out. The reality is I still love him. I love everything about him except the ducking hookers part. He's broken over this. He's taken himself off the flying schedule in the middle of his instructor upgrade, which may very well be a career staller, and he's doubled up his counseling sessions. He hasn't lied to me. He hasn't yelled at me. He hasn't blamed me for anything. I guess if there's a right way for a cheater to act, he's doing it. All of this is complicated because we are scheduled to be MOH best man in our respective best friend's wedding this coming Saturday. Both of us agree that we don't want our drama to come in the way of their good day, so while we aren't going together, we are going to put on our happy faces for the 4 minutes we have to be around each other. But I am worried I am going to break when I see him. Tall, glorious, and handsome in his tux. I am so devastated, I don't know what to do. I miss him more than I miss any other person. But I also hate him more than I hate any other person. What in the heck should I do? Can a cheater ever change? Too long didn't read, found out my fiancé was sleeping with call girls for about a year. Last incident was about 18 months ago, and while I am devastated, he's a broken person and I find myself missing him so much it's killing me. What should I do here? Final update. I've logged into this throwaway a couple of times over the past week and honest to go have 50 DMs and comments asking me to update, so here goes. Some of you may also know that my story got featured on major news websites and blogs. It was crazy. I left way too much identifiable info in my post, so pretty much all my social circle knew it was me, and it was also the way most everyone figured out X had been cheating. We had a meeting among the four of us as to whether or not we proceed. We pretty much agreed that not showing up would cause more drama and whispers than if we didn't show up, so we agreed to be civil and stay in our respective places. But having to spend that hour or so in same room with him just fueled me up with adrenaline and pure rage. That led into bachelorette party that night where I got freaking hammered and honest to God made out with so many guys while dancing, I can't even count. I also ended up having my first one-night stand ever with a 20-year-old super cute guy from our university's wrestling team who was so sweet. I am not proud of doing that, but I am also not ashamed either, because it made me feel desirable and almost like I was going into the wedding day and rehearsal with some parody since. He I can be naughty too. X and I were, of course, paired up at rehearsal, and I hate to admit this. We had an absolute blast with each other. It wasn't a mistake that we had such a great and fun relationship. We are very compatible. It probably also worked because we were able to put the issue on the side and focus on something else. Wedding was very much the same way. We walked arm in arm down the aisle with big beaming and genuine smiles since we were there for our friends. I had prepared a really nasty maid of honor toast that would have praised my friend and her loving relationship, loyalty and truthfulness. I even included a line about you never know who is going to call in the middle of the night, but as the reception wore on, I could tell the weight of the situation was really getting to my ex, and I felt like I really didn't need to twist the knife any further. So I gave a nice, but very generic toast. As night went on, X was more and more out of it and sitting by himself, either on his phone or with his head in his hand. I didn't want people talking about him, so I asked him to dance with me, which was actually really, really nice, since we both didn't say anything. At the end of it, he put his hands around my face like he was going to kiss me. I would have totally let him in that moment and just whispered how sorry he was and walked away. I got distracted and turned around. He had apparently left the reception. I hate myself for it, but I was so sad to see him go. This wedding is literally the last thing we ever have to do with each other. There's no expectation of GOT Sundays or Bloody Mary brunches with his mom. We won't argue over how bad IPA beer smells or who forgot to put gas in the car. Like the reality of him just being able to leave without me arguing that I am not ready to go yet. Classic introvert-extrovert pairing here sunk in that this is over. Like over. Over. I went and cried uncontrollably in the kitchen of the hotel until the bride found me and cried with for a good half an hour. With that, I knew I made the right choice in being there for my friend. So that is that. Wedding is over and done with. No real drama. Lots and lots of hurt feelings and a huge broken heart that I am not sure how it will ever heal. I wish I could just turn off loving him, but it's not going to happen. Edit. Last word on this, guys, and it's really honest to God, say thank you. This sub has been such an amazing place, and particular shout out to Snossagefest, who is a great moderator and absolutely coaxed me into the right decision. I still have something like 1200 inbox notifications, and I am sure the people who gave me gold and silver are in there somewhere. If I don't get to thank you privately, please know that I do thank you. And thank you so much for the words of encouragement that I will move on. I know I will. Right now it's so fresh, and I just keep thinking, God, if you wouldn't have been up that night worrying about work, you never would have seen the text come in, and you'd be ignorant to all of this and happy. But that's not healthy, because wishing to live an uninformed and ignorant life is never what I wanted to be. Anyways, I am indulging self-pity, and I don't want to do that anymore. This has been a crazy ride, and I just want to say thank you. And Fox News, you kinda suck. Thanks for watching. Consider subscribing for more relationship videos. Keep loving.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.